Good morning, church. It's a beautiful day. I'm standing here in the beautiful vineyards in front of the Sculptera Winery. I wish that you and I could be here together enjoying one another's fellowship. But we're going to be fellowshipping in a different way this morning. We're going to be fellowshipping still around the Word of God. We're going to even hear from our choir today, and it's going to be a beautiful day of worship. If you want to follow us, you can not only follow us on Facebook, but also on our website, fbcpaso.org. There'll be many updates for different ministries there, so check out our website. But right now, let's begin with all standing and rising and joining with the choir in the traditional Easter greeting.
Somebody's laughing like in someone's house.
My husband is laughing.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Hey, here we go.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
This morning, let's sing to our risen King on this Resurrection Sunday.
Oh!
Thank you, worship team. That was a beautiful time. I hope that you enjoyed that and you were able to join with us in worship. That was actually filmed at the chapel at Allegretto, the hotel, a beautiful location. Thank you so much again. We're going to join now all together in our time of giving. FBCPaso.org, if you want to go to the website when this is done. And I do want to thank you, church, for your faithfulness in giving to the Lord. You have been such a blessing as we reach out and minister to one another through your faithful giving to Him. Would you join with me now in prayer? Father, we come to you on this beautiful day, a day of great hope, a day of great celebration, a day of resurrection. We are together here as your church with probably thousands of churches around the world today that are celebrating what you have done for us, sealing our salvation and making sure that we will be with you for all eternity through the power of the resurrection. I can't wait for that day, Lord, when you either come to get us or we come out of the ground to be with you for all eternity. What a moment that will be. Today, Lord, we are celebrating you and rejoicing in what you have done, but are also, Father, counting on your faithfulness and your comfort today. For while we are not yet with you present, Lord, there are many today who have lost loved ones around the world. This terrible pandemic has caused so much hurt and sorrow, Father. I ask that you would bring comfort. May this be a great opportunity for the gospel. May those who have lost loved ones realize the great hope that lies for them in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask a special blessing on the prayer today. As Pastor Gus gives it, would you give him thoughts and words, Lord? Open his heart and his mind. Allow him to see the beauty of everything that is contained within your word. And may it, like those on the road to Emmaus, warm our hearts and encourage us this day. Thank you, Father. We ask this in our precious Lord's name, the risen Christ. Amen. Now, church, I know we would have normally been in the park. And we can't be in the park, but we're going to bring the park to you now during our time of giving. Enjoy this.
I can only imagine. can only imagine.
Good morning, men and women of God. It's Easter, and like Pastor Mike said, how I wish we could all be together, and how beautiful it was that I can only imagine in the park. Shalini, thank you so much for that. What a time of worship. And I'm just sitting there thinking about this Easter morning, and we know that we've said, He is risen. Indeed, He is risen. But why do we say that, and what is the purpose of this? When we look at the resurrection, why is it the celebration for us now? What is it meant to do for our life? And so I want to take us a little bit, because of this pandemic we're in, we can't touch each other. I want to bring about, there's another pandemic that's brought death forever, and that's the pandemic of sin itself. It has caused death to every person, everything on the planet. And the resurrection is that which changed everything. So on this day, I'm going to open the Word of God here in the park, and I want to say this to you. We're all celebrating together. This cross here, how beautiful it is. For you that put these flowers in here, we are celebrating the love of Jesus the Christ together. And I thought, I want to read the Word of God, and I was so looking forward to us being in the park. And God had to change everything I was going to do on that day. And I believe it was for my encouragement. So I'm taking you out of 1 Corinthians 15, and I'd like you to just listen this with me. It's a blessed time. Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you. If you continue to believe the message I told you. That was the Apostle Paul. And then he says it this way. Unless, of course, you believe something that was never true in the first place. That's why they were saying, what is this about the resurrection? How important is it? Well, he said this, I passed on to you what was of most important and what was also passed on to me. Christ died for our sins. I was thinking of Paul, what the Holy Spirit said to him to the Corinthians before when he said, listen, God the Father made him who knew no sin to become sin so that we would become the righteousness of God. And that's what he's doing here. He died for our sins, just as the scripture said, and he was buried and he was raised again from the dead on the third day, as the scripture said. So with that, and I'm thinking, here he is talking to a church. This isn't to the unsaved. He's talking to a church, and then he asks this question, but tell me this. And the idea is, what is the application of the resurrection to us? We celebrate that Christ died for our sins. And we say that. We believe that. We're going to see how that works. But then we celebrate he rose again. And it's an amen. But what does that do for us? What was it meant to do in the life we live right here on this earth? So he says, but I tell you this, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying there is no resurrection from the dead? Well, if there is no resurrection from the dead, well, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then what's the point of this preaching? Why are we here? And by the way, your faith is useless. It won't help you in anything. It'll be just an intellectual thought. And we apostles would all be lying about God, for we have said that God raised Christ from the grave. But that can't be true if there is no resurrection of the dead. And if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. We're going to find out, how important is this to you and I? What changes the human soul? What is the dead? We all know that death comes, and when it comes, we're never prepared. No matter who it is. As most of you know, I've lost my son 2 months ago, and it's still a sadness in my soul. I feel it, and I burst into tears at different times. This death, what is the point of this resurrection? What did Christ really do? And how does it help us today? If Christ has not been raised from the dead, then your faith is useless. That's what he said it again. And you are still guilty of your sins. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than all people on the earth. So I want to walk us through a journey, because then he goes right on. But in fact, I want to tell you something. Church of Jesus Christ, men and women of God, Christ has been raised from the dead. I want you to know he has been raised from the dead. And there's a purpose in his being raised from the dead. And it's for right now, for you and I. There is something that we're, sometimes in America, we're just missing. He is the first. What do you mean he's the first? He's the first to be resurrected of a great harvest of all who have died. So I want to take you back into John chapter 10. If you have your Bibles there, look at John chapter 10. And I'm going to look at, it's what Christ was saying in John chapter 10. He's talking about the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd, and he's going to lay his life down for us. And for most of us in America, these are just statements, but they were meant to be life changing. And so I want to walk us here. He says in verse 17, the Father loves me. This is what he's telling his disciples. Why does he love me? Because I sacrifice my life. I'm going to sacrifice my life so I may take it back again. No one takes my life from me. Listen to the authority. Christ is saying, no one takes my life from me. I sacrifice my life voluntarily. That's the love of God. That's the magnificence of Easter. Now watch what happens, and you'll see. If this didn't happen, Easter wouldn't be. For I have the authority to lay it down when I want to. I also take it up again when I want to. This is beautiful. He says, for this is what my Father has commanded. Now what's interesting about this, he's telling this to his disciples. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And the very next thing that happens, chapter 11, Lazarus. The very next things after telling his people, his disciples and those around him, I'm telling you, I am volunteering. God loves me because I have come on my own to lay my life down only to pick it back up again. So what is this? Now we go into Lazarus. And most of you know the story of Lazarus. Mary and Martha. they sent an envoy of people to Jesus. It was like sending up a prayer request. Your friend, the one that you love so much, is sick. Come and heal him. Come and heal him. And he hears about it and he doesn't do anything. He stays quite a few more days. And then finally he tells his disciples, here's what we're going to do. He said, we're going to go over there because Lazarus has been sleeping. I'm going to awaken him. Now, no one's understanding anything the Lord says. And so then they say, well, Lord, if he's asleep, he's going to heal. Leave him. So he has to say, let me share this with you clearly. I think of the love and compassion of our Savior. He says, Lazarus is dead. He's dead. And we must go. So they go to Bethany, and Bethany's a couple miles out of Jerusalem. So when they get there, and Martha hears, she hears that Jesus has come. So she runs out. Mary stays in the house. There's a lot of mourners. People are mourning with them, and Mary stays, but Martha runs out. And it's an interesting thing, because when Martha gets there, she says this to him. And I was telling this to my wife this morning when I was reading these scriptures. I said, she didn't know it, but she sounds like the average American. She was an American. You might not have known that. It was about 1,800 years before America showed up on the planet. But I want you to know this. She sounds just like us. Here's what she says. Lord, if you'd only been here, if you'd only answered my prayer request, my brother wouldn't have died. I know that. I know had you done something, my brother wouldn't have died. And yet I know this too, that because you're here, I know that God will give you whatever you ask. And then Jesus tells her something that is so amazing. Here we're just reading about the resurrection, but she tells him, or he tells her, he says this, I want you to know that your brother will rise again. Oh, how blessed that is. And this is what Martha says. Yes, he will rise when everybody else does. And then I look at Christ and I'm thinking, oh, Father, the compassion that you have for us as human beings, how we say we believe in you, how we say we believe in your virgin birth, how we say we read your word, and we read out of Isaiah 53 the magnificence of what your assignment has been and the magnitude of how you love us. And we say we believe all these things, but when life comes to really pushing on us, we don't live what we say we believe, nor do we act upon that which we say we believe. What's the point of your resurrection? And this is what you said. You said to her, right after she said, I know he'll rise when everybody else does. And I look at the compassion when you said to her, it says, Jesus said to her, and it's like this, Martha, I am the resurrection. I am life. Do you understand? I am the resurrection. That's what he is. It isn't because he rose from the dead. He is the resurrection. He is the life. And then he says to her, anyone, and I don't care who it is, anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Now watch this. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. I am the resurrection. If you're in me, you can't die. If I am in you, no matter what happens to your body, you cannot die. And then he says this beautiful words to her. Do you believe this? Martha, do you believe this? And Martha goes, just like we would answer. Oh, she's just so American here. Yes, Lord, I have always believed in you. I believe you're the Messiah. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you came from the Father. Oh, how precious that is. Isn't that just absolutely beautiful? So, he says, okay. And then Mary hears about him. So she runs out and pretty much says the same thing as Martha. So he's talking to him and now they're there. And Martha says, I believe. He just said, I'm the resurrection, I'm the life. If you believe in me, even though you die, yet shall you live. Do you not? No one will ever, ever die who believes in me. So he says, where have you put him? I love this. Well, where have you put him? So they told him, come and see. And Jesus wept. So they get there. All the mourners come. They see Mary. They all come out. They're all gathered around. And in those days, they put him in a cave. It's kind of a tomb with a stone rolled in front of it. It's not like what we do today. And so he gets there and he has wept and all the mourners say, look how he cared for Lazarus. And so he says to them, they get there and he looks and he says, roll the stone away. And Martha, who had just said, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. I believe you are the Messiah. I believe that you came from the Lord. He had just said to her, I am the resurrection. I am life. And oh, I believe all that. So now roll the stone. And what does Martha do? Oh, she sounded like a typical American. Absolutely. She protested. No! Don't roll the stone away. No! Lord, he's been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible. And I can't think of the compassion of our Lord in that moment to teach her. Jesus, but didn't I tell you that you would see the glory of God? Didn't I tell you? That everything here today that happens in our life is for the glory of the Almighty and our good. And so they rolled the stone away. And then he prayed out loud, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. But I have said it out loud for all the sake of those who are around me. And then with a great shout, Lazarus, come forth! And he comes hopping out. They tell him to unbind him. I look at that and I'm thinking, do you know that the resurrection is for us? Do you know that we celebrate the resurrection because he is the first of many brethren, the first of a great harvest? Do you know that when we say we have been born again, we've been resurrected? Do we know? In Romans 6, it says, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so we too may live new lives. To be born again is to be resurrected in spirit. Those that worship must worship God in spirit and in truth. When Adam was created and God humbled himself and breathed into his nostrils the very breath of life, he became a living soul. He was alive in spirit. And it was holy. And he said, when you eat of this, if you ever, don't do it, you will die. And he did. The curse came down upon everything on the planet and everything is dying. Our bodies are dying at all times. And God had a plan. He is the resurrection. He came to redeem and resurrect the dead. That's you. That's me. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. He says in Romans 8, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and me. We are already resurrected. We will wait for the resurrection of the body, but we are already united with Christ. Listen to this. That's why we shout, He is risen! He is risen indeed! Have you risen? Do you know that you are a resurrected man or a woman? Think of this. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. The reason the resurrection and Easter is so important is we must know that we have been already resurrected. I think of Nicodemus. Only a resurrected man could love God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. Only a resurrected man and woman could ever be transformed by the renewing of their mind. Only a resurrected man or woman would ever have the desire to always naturally forgive and can't hold anything in. Only a resurrected man or woman has no condemnation. Only a resurrected man or woman would even understand, therefore you are a new creation because you're in Christ. The old is gone. What do you mean? The dead is gone. The capturing of that dead life that held and mastered over us is gone because we have been resurrected with Christ and Christ alone. The Spirit of God lives in us. That is Easter. This is the magnificence of a new day. I think of all the wonders of Christ. And listen to what the Holy Spirit says through the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 2:4. But God, who's so rich in mercy, has loved us so much that even though we were dead, it's important. Because you can't have a resurrection without something dead. We were dead in our... Do we know? Do we realize that we were born dead in our sin? We just lived there. We didn't... That's why no one seeks for God. Dead men can't do diddly squat. A dead man can't save himself. A dead man can't make himself come alive. God alone chose us. God alone came to us. He, before the foundation of the world, said, I have a plan, and I truly am going to resurrect you. And when I resurrect you, you will be blameless in my sight now and forever. So not only is rich in mercy, He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life. When did you give me life? When He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For He raised us from the dead. That's the resurrection. He raised us from the dead along with Christ. That's the resurrection. And He seated us with Him in the heavenly realms. Spiritually, we're already seated with God Almighty. And our bodies will be redeemed, and we will have a resurrection in the body. And it, I promise it'll be holy, because we are united with Christ. There is no one like the Lord. Men and women of God, this is the day you have to ask. We're not struggling with a sin nature. We have been resurrected. We have been redeemed. That's why repentance is so wonderful, because repentance is nothing more than me. I'm living in a body that is born in sin. And I have been able to be transformed in the renewing of my mind. So that, He says, now present this body, the one that's born in sin, the one that is going to die, as a living and holy sacrifice, Gus. That's your spiritual act of worship. What spirit? I've resurrected you. The resurrection and the life is Christ, and He lives in you, the Holy Spirit. So on this day, would you like to know you're resurrected? Would you like to stop having all the trouble? It's by faith. It is when God saved us by grace through faith. It's believe Him. Do you believe today that He is the resurrection and the life? Then celebrate with me. Rejoice with me. I give you an invitation to come and know the resurrected Lord so that you will be resurrected. That's why marriages get resurrected. That's called new life. Nobody, only a resurrected man or woman, a born again, whatever terms you want to use, saved, whatever you want to say, it's the resurrection. Can be joyful always. Only a resurrected man or woman would ever choose to be joyful always. The sinful nature would never choose that. Couldn't possibly choose that because it has too many difficulties in its death. But a resurrected man or woman, joyful always. Continue to pray all the time. Give thanks in everything. Why? It blesses us. It gives joy to us because it's pleasing to our Father. He is our resurrection. On this day, I invite you, on this Easter, oh, open your hearts and minds. Open your heart. Open your mouth. With a mouth we confess that Jesus is Lord, and with our heart we believe that He was raised from the dead. That man shall be resurrected. That woman shall be resurrected. That's what it means to be saved. We don't need to be troubled anymore. These things, this pandemic that's on us right now, and we can't gather together and hug one another, we are still alive in Jesus the Christ. There is absolutely no one like the Lord. So I offer to you the gift of God, Jesus Christ Himself. He is the resurrection and the life. He is risen indeed, and so have we. Oh, I got one more thing I just thought about. This is way too cool. I wish you were here. You see me do this when you're here. But watch this. This is way cool. All praise to God. This is out of Ephesians 1. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's why we're here. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Amen? He has in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Who's Christ? He is the resurrection and the life. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us. We were already dead. And He says, I'm going to resurrect you. Now watch this. In Christ, to be holy and without fault in His eyes. Can you finally believe God that the resurrected you is without fault? God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. All the blessings of the Lord upon you on this day. I'd like to pray a blessing, and I pray on this day your faith will be renewed and refreshed. And for you that are listening, maybe never have been, you've never been resurrected. You're just in a fight with yourself all the time. Well, take a breath. Confess with your mouth, Jesus Lord. Believe in your heart that He was raised from the dead. Father, I thank You for every man, woman, boy, and girl that is present at this time listening to Your word. I pray that Your outpouring of Yourself upon them, that they might know they have been resurrected. That's what it means to be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. God has come because He is Spirit, and His worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. Therefore, we present ourselves to You today. Bless Your sons and daughters. Overwhelm them with Your presence. Overwhelm them with the desires. Let them delight right well in You on this day. Thank You for this Easter in the love of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now let us join together back in the chapel and let us worship our God.
Thank you.
joy to be with you and your families and your homes. And if any of you have come to know Jesus Christ today, or you have maybe there's been a real refreshment, a renewal for you, a coming back. I know what that's like. That happened to me 40-some years ago. We'd like to hear from you. And you can see that right on the bottom of the screen. Mike, thank you so much.
Gus, thank you for that beautiful message from God's Word about our union with Christ.
Amen.
That He is the resurrection.
Yes.
Church, I want to remind you of Jesus' precious words that He spoke to us in John chapter 11 when He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in Me, though he die, yet shall he live.
Amen.
And everyone who lives and believes in Me shall never die.
Amen.
And then He says this, do you believe this? Yeah. Amen to that.
That's right. Amen.
That is where our hope is, in the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank you again for joining us. Thank you for Sculptura Vineyard for allowing us to be here this day.
Amen.
And worship our Lord. God bless you in the days ahead, and we look forward to seeing you face to face very soon. Blessings on your day.
God bless.